Welcome to A Radiantly Healthy Life, the podcast where we explore natural health and wellness just for women. Here, we'll dive into a mix of mindfulness, homeopathy, herbal remedies, functional medicine, and those tried and true traditional methods. I'm Amy Whitbeck, your host and fellow traveler on this journey toward better health. As a natural health coach, I'm excited to share insights and tips I've learned not only through personal experience, but also from the amazing women I coach. So grab your favorite cup of tea or cozy drink and let's chat as we walk this path to radiant health and happiness. Welcome to a Radiantly Healthy Life podcast. I'm Amy, and in today's episode, we're tackling a hot topic, cortisol. It's often cast as the villain and blamed for a range of issues from weight gain to stress. But is controlling cortisol really the magic bullet for our health? If you've been on social media or even read magazines in the grocery store checkout line, you've probably noticed that cortisol has become somewhat of a buzzword, with many claiming that high levels are the cause of a list of health issues. But here's something to consider before jumping on the "I need to lower my cortisol" bandwagon. Managing cortisol is about more than simply lowering its levels. So let's dive in and unravel the myths, understand cortisol's true impact, and discover how to genuinely support our body's health. Ready to get a clearer picture? Great. But before we dive into the deep end, it's important to understand what cortisol really is. Think of cortisol as your body's built-in alarm system. It's your main stress hormone, intricately involved in managing how your body uses carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. It also keeps inflammation down, regulates blood pressure, increases blood sugar, and boosts your energy so you can handle stress and then restore balance afterward. But here's where it gets tricky. Cortisol has been painted in a rather unflattering light, often labeled as something to be minimized at all costs. The thing is, cortisol isn't the villain it's made out to be. What social media influencers and grocery store magazines don't mention is that for most people, the issue isn't about having too much or too little, but having the right balance of cortisol at the right times. Our bodies are designed to have higher levels of cortisol in the morning to help us wake up and get going. As the day progresses, these levels gradually decrease, helping us to unwind and prepare for sleep at night. Now you might wonder, why all the fuss about cortisol testing then? And that's a great question. The thing is, cortisol levels aren't static. They fluctuate throughout the day and are influenced by a variety of factors like stress, sleep patterns, and even what we eat. This, in addition to many cortisol tests being inaccurate, means that a cortisol test might not give us the full picture of our hormonal health. It's like taking a snapshot of the ocean's surface to gauge its depth. It only tells you so much. Now that we have an understanding of what cortisol is, why testing isn't always the best route, and what can affect daily levels, let's talk about why trying to lower cortisol isn't always the answer. So we've established that cortisol isn't the enemy. It's a crucial part of our body's response system. But what happens when we try to manipulate these levels artificially, thinking it's a shortcut to better health? Trying to change cortisol levels through supplements or medication might seem like an immediate solution, but this method can actually backfire. Our bodies operate on a delicate balance, and artificially lowering cortisol without addressing the cause of the imbalance can lead to more issues down the road. It's like turning down the volume of an alarm without understanding why it went off. The noise stops, but the cause of the alarm isn't addressed. The real issue here for most people is not cortisol itself, but how our bodies regulate this hormone. This regulation is influenced by several factors, a few of which are our nervous system, liver health, and the health of our adrenals. To have healthy cortisol levels, we need to support these underlying systems, not just adjust the hormone levels they produce. Now let's dive a bit deeper into what truly regulates cortisol levels. First up, the nervous system. Did you know that the way our body responds to stress plays a huge role in hormone balance? A constantly activated stress response can lead to elevated cortisol levels, wearing down our body's resilience over time. Supporting our nervous system through practices like meditation, deep breathing, or even gentle exercise can help mitigate this constant state of alert and bring our cortisol levels into a more balanced rhythm. Similarly, our liver and how it processes toxins affects our hormonal balance, including cortisol. A healthy liver supports proper hormone metabolism, helping to maintain that delicate balance we're aiming for. And let's not forget about the adrenals themselves. They need support through proper nutrition, adequate rest, and stress management techniques. What we're seeing here is a holistic picture. Balancing cortisol isn't about targeting the hormone itself, but about supporting the systems that regulate its production and metabolism. It's a symphony, not a solo performance, and every part of our body plays a role in this delicate balance. As we move forward, remember, tackling high cortisol or even dealing with adrenal fatigue isn't just about taking a pill or a supplement. It's about nurturing our body as a whole, addressing stress, nutrition, rest, and our environment. Up next, we'll explore practical, holistic strategies to support adrenal health and maintain that all-important balance. So stay with me as we uncover how to truly support our body in gentle yet effective ways. All right, let's get to the part my clients are always interested in learning, which is, how do we support our body in a way that naturally regulates cortisol? It's like being the conductor of an orchestra. Every instrument needs to be in tune for the symphony to sound right. So, how do we tune our body's instruments? First, let's talk about the sunshine and morning light. It sounds simple, doesn't it? Stepping outside to catch some rays first thing in the morning can help set your body's internal clock or circadian rhythm, which in turn regulates your cortisol levels. Now, on to the nighttime habits. A great start is to reduce blue light exposure in the evening. In the age of binge-watching and scrolling through our phones before bed, we're essentially telling our bodies it's still daytime, messing with our natural wind-down process. Try swapping out that late-night screen time with a book, yoga and stretching, or a warm bath and relaxing music. Think of it as setting the mood for a good night's sleep, letting your body know it's time to relax. Now get ready, because this next tip is a big one that not many know. Balancing minerals is another key player. Our bodies are a bit like a complex recipe, and getting the right balance can affect everything, including cortisol. Minerals like calcium, magnesium, sodium, and potassium, just to name the four big ones, must be in balance for our body systems to work properly. And let's not forget about the power of a balanced diet. Eating a rainbow of fruits and vegetables, quality proteins, and healthy fats can do wonders for your health and, by extension, your cortisol levels. It's like fueling your car with premium gas. It just runs better. Now, while we've talked about the importance of lifestyle changes and holistic approaches to managing cortisol levels, I also want to touch on something that can be really helpful: supplements. While it's essential to stick to food-based supplements, the truth is that no supplement is a magic bullet. But some can complement the efforts we're making through diet, sleep, and stress management. Today, I'd like to share three of my top picks that have consistently worked for my clients and myself. They're BioRay Adrenal Lover, Nettle Infusions, and Oat Straw Infusions. First, we have BioRay Adrenal Lover. This supplement is designed to nourish the adrenals, those tiny but mighty glands that play a huge role in managing our cortisol levels. Adrenal Lover is formulated with herbs that have a history of supporting adrenal health and aiding the body in adapting to stress. Next, let's talk about nettle infusions. Nettles are like the unsung heroes of the herbal world. Rich in vitamins and minerals, they're especially known for their support of the adrenal system and their ability to assist in detoxification processes. A nettle infusion, which involves steeping dried nettles in hot water for several hours, is a powerful way to get a concentrated dose of these nutrients. It's like soaking in all the goodness of nettles in a form your body can easily absorb. Lastly, we have oat straw infusions. Oat straw comes from the stems and leaves of the oat plant, and it's packed with vitamins and minerals that support nervous system health and stress response. Drinking an oat straw infusion can help soothe and support your nervous system, indirectly supporting your adrenal health and helping maintain balanced cortisol levels. Think of it as a calming, nourishing drink that tells your body, it's okay to relax. Adding these supplements to your routine can be a supportive step towards balancing cortisol and enhancing your overall well-being. But remember, supplements are just one piece of the puzzle. They work best when used in conjunction with healthy lifestyle choices, like those we've discussed. Also, always consult with a healthcare professional before adding new supplements to your routine, especially if you have existing health conditions or are taking medications. If you'd like more information about the supplements mentioned, I've added links to the show notes. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to pick one thing we talked about and try incorporating it into your routine this week. Maybe it's enjoying your morning coffee outside to catch some of that early sunlight, or setting a nightly reminder to start winding down without your phone or TV. Whatever you choose, know that each small step is a step toward better health and well-being. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with me. I hope today's episode has shed some light on the complexities of cortisol and inspired you to embrace a more holistic approach to managing stress, cortisol levels, and supporting your health. Until next time, remember to listen to your body, nurture your health, and enjoy the little things in life. Be well, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening today. Are you interested in diving deeper? Head over to aradiantlyhealthylife.com and be sure to sign up for my email list so you can stay up to date on what's new and gain access to exclusive tips, insights, and resources available only to my community. While you're there, feel free to leave a comment. I'd love to hear from you. And if you like this episode, consider sharing it with a friend. Every share helps us reach more people and spread the message of health and wellness. I'll be back next week. But in the meantime, remember, small steps really do make a big difference. See you next time.